Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate you being here. We're going through the ego today, the subconscious limitations that keep you stuck and keep you from having the love, success, and freedom that you're after with your business, your career, your relationship, your parenting, your children, your family, your health, whatever it is that you are not having the amount of success and fulfillment and freedom in. This is going to explain to you why, and we're going to go quite deep today. I have been doing so much deep diving into this topic over the last 10 years, but especially the last 6 months. I've had these incredible downloads and these breakthroughs, and I'm using it now with myself and my clients, and I'm getting these really profound breakthroughs and healings with my clients. So I want to share with you it because I'm really excited about it. I just jumped off a coaching session just before. So I'm really in the flow right now. So yeah, I wanted to bring that to you. So get ready. I would have pen and paper for this one. This one's going to get a little bit deep. And if you haven't already, if I can ask for a massive favor, subscribe if you haven't already, leave a positive review, like the video, share it with someone, leave a comment down below. It helps more than you realize with the algorithm, with reaching more people, impacting more people. And with all that being said, let's rock and roll. So the ego, it gets thrown around so much. Like, that's just your ego. Or like, there's like, when people ask, what is the ego? You hear a different answer from everyone. So I'm going to share with you my current perception of what the ego is and how you can unravel these limitations that are instilled into us from a young age or throughout our life until you become conscious of it, right? So this is the way I view it. So I've got a couple layers here. This is the first time besides coaching my clients that I'm actually speaking about this publicly. So I might ramble on a little bit, but I'll try to keep it as condensed as I can. So first and foremost, all we are as human beings, we are walking conversations. We are the accumulation of all of the beliefs, experiences, pains, traumas, whatever it is that we've been through. We are a accumulation of all of those things combined together. So all of the beliefs that you have, all of the pain that you've been through, all the experiences that you've been through, all the things that you believe consciously and subconsciously, that is the world that you live in. If you believe that you are an abundant person and the world is abundant, that's the world you're going to live in. If you believe that you're not good enough and that the world is scary, that's the world you're going to live in. Every single person on the planet has their own individual world that they live in. And all of this, a lot of it, the limitation aspect of it is the ego. So there's two versions of you. There's two people that I'm going to sort of imply with throughout this podcast. One is your authentic self. The second is your egocentric self. And I'll just use the word ego to make it simpler than saying egocentric self. So there's your authentic self and then there's your ego. Now, your ego is all the self-implied limitations that you've picked up throughout your upbringing. From your parents telling you you're not good enough, from your boyfriends and girlfriends treating you poorly, from you failing a test, from being the less successful sibling, from failing at a game of sport, from not getting the attention that you wanted, to not getting the love that you wanted, from society, from religion, from all whatever you've been exposed to and that you've downloaded and that you've now decided is true, that's the beliefs that you live in. And that's your version of the world. But that is what I'm implying is your ego. It's not your authentic self. I'll give you a perfect example. I have never met a baby who thinks that they're not good enough. I don't know if you have. I fucking haven't. I haven't met a baby that comes out of the womb and says, hey, welcome to this beautiful planet. It's so amazing, but I'm not good enough. I don't deserve love. I'm not worthy. I'm not as good as that person. I'm ugly, etc. That doesn't happen. It's like, it's comical to say it, right? It's funny to picture that. But we pick up those beliefs, our ego develops those beliefs as we go through life. When we're born, and we are, we just have these limitations on the top of us, but I'll go from the start so you can make sense of it. When we are born and conceived and brought into this beautiful universe that we live in, we are coming from source. Now, this sort of tying into sort of spiritual beliefs right now, but I believe that we come from source, we return to source, and we are all connected. We come from singularity and we return to it. So when we come in as babies, newborn babies to this beautiful planet Earth, we are divine and infinite. We have unlimited potential to create and manifest and be whoever the fuck we want to be. There's a really awesome quote that I learned from a TED talk long ago, and it was about the education system. And the quote's along the lines of, everyone's born a genius, but we get educated out of it. Now, you can apply that to a degree to what I'm referring to. We are born as infinite beings, infinite potential. We can achieve and create and manifest anything we desire, but we pick up these limitations that educate us or limit us that to believe that we can or can't do that. So I hope this is, you're following me so far. We are pure, divine, light, potential, infinite fucking beings. We are gods in the flesh. That's who we are. But as you grow up, you pick up the beliefs from mum, from dad, from your upbringing, from teachers, from social media, from the news, and you pick up these beliefs of, I'm not good enough, I don't deserve love, love is scary, money is evil, success is a bad thing, success is hard, I'm not worthy, I'm not deserving. All of these iterations. I picked up one that relationships were painful because I saw my mum and dad be verbally, mentally, emotionally abusive to each other. And I saw a lot of pain through that. I saw a lot of pain with my friends. I come from a football background and my mates would literally cheat on their girlfriends on the weekend and then at school the next day lie to their face about it. So I had all these references and I took on and I downloaded the belief that relationships are painful. Now, this is going to challenge people. So please listen to this next step. A truth, something that is a truth, a universal truth, is always consistent. I'll say that again. A universal truth is always consistent. I'll use gravity as an example. Gravity is always working. It's not like one day it's like, oh, fuck it, I don't feel like working right now. It's always working. So these beliefs, to help you start to sort of loosen and dissolve this belief a little bit, that you're not enough, that means it always has to be true. And I use an example with a client this week that I worked with this week with it. And she had developed a belief that the world is scary. She developed it through her mom, through watching the news when she was younger. Her mom saying things, stay inside your comfort zone. Don't take too much risk. Make sure that you stay with this partner. Make sure you never be alone. And all of those things were implying that the world is scary. And that was a belief she picked up on when she was literally 10. And she was 44, 45. So she'd held on to that for fucking 35 years, 3.5 decades of living in a world that is scary. Can you see the weight and the limitation that that implies? She wasn't putting herself out there to start the business or to expand her business, to travel, to do things that she wants to do because she always has to stay safe because the world is scary. But I asked her this question, is that true 100% of the time? No, it's not. She has times where she has beautiful experiences with her daughters, when she goes to the gym, when she has, when she sleeps, when she travels, when she does do some travel. But it's not a universal truth because it's not true all the time. So if it's not a universal truth, it's an ego truth. It's not an authentic truth. It's an ego truth. Hope you're playing along so far. So I'm kind of getting off a little bit of track. So we pick up all of these beliefs and limitations as we grow up. Now, there's a quote that I use a lot, is that whatever triggers you the most will heal you the most. And what I mean by that, you will be triggered from these limitations. If you believe that you're not good enough, you're not enough, you're not whatever, and then someone says something that challenges that, your ego is going to bite back. Your ego has there's two main things about the ego that you want to understand. One, the ego wants to avoid pain. And two, the ego wants to be right. So the ego always wants to avoid pain, but it also wants to always be right. So if you've got like trauma and wounds and things you haven't healed through about like, say, your body image or your weight or the way that you look, if someone says something in that area of your life, you're probably going to get triggered. If someone says, hey, it looks like you put on some weight recently and you've got a lot of wounds around yourself that you haven't healed through, it's going to trigger you. Another really important thing, there's a lot of things sort of tying into this. So that's why follow along and you might have to replay this podcast a couple of times. But words only hurt you to the level that you believe them yourself. Hear what I just said. Words only hurt you to the level that you believe them yourself. I adopted that quote from Peter Crone. Peter Crone, incredible person. Go watch his stuff. So words only hurt you to the level that you believe them yourself. No one triggers you. Hear what I just said. No one triggers you. They reveal the thing in you that you haven't worked through. Very subtle, but very, very powerful what I just said. No one can say or do anything to, quote, trigger you. All they do is mirror and reflect and bring awareness and reveal something that's already in you that you have not healed and integrated yet. That's the key part. So when your ego shows up, and this is where the term like, that's just your ego, when someone's been very controlling or dismissive or rude or whatever they're doing, all the ego's doing is reinforcing a belief that is a limitation, or it's actually trying to avoid pain, which is like an unhealed wound, unhealed trauma. I hope you're following along. There's a lot of things sort of going on right now. So the ego wants to avoid, I've got some notes here. Ego wants to avoid pain, always wants to be right. Now, this becomes sort of gets into like, okay, well, how do we unravel this? So if you've got beliefs, which we all do, that are limitations, that I'm not enough, I'm not worthy, I don't deserve it, love's scary, love is hard, whatever it may be, all of those limitations are the things that are limiting you, hence the term limiting belief. All of those limitations are the things that are holding you back from the love, success, and fulfillment that you want in your life, in your relationship. Maybe you have a belief that love is painful because you've been hurt before. So you believe love is painful, relationships are painful, men are assholes, all women are crazy, or whatever your belief is. So you live that belief because the ego wants to make it right. So when you can, and I'll probably do like a part two, or I'll talk about this later. I do this in my program where I really break it down step by step, question by question, so you can actually do this with all these visuals and all these images. But what you want to do is understand or be aware of when your ego comes up. When your ego gets deflective, when it gets attacking, when it blames, when it compares, when it shuts off, when you're overcompensating. You want to be aware of all of that. And then, and this can be challenging to do by yourself. That's why it's good to have a coach, like someone like me, that can help you, and or a therapist or someone else that can assist or guide you or mirror you or reflect back to you. But you can certainly do it yourself through meditation, through journaling, through self-awareness, is be aware of when your ego shows up. And there's another quote, your ego is the bodyguard to your trauma. I'll say that again. Your ego is the bodyguard to your trauma. So it's protecting you from wounds and from pains. And it's always trying to reinforce those beliefs that it already has, that you're not good enough, you don't deserve this, whatever. So when you become aware of that, and then using the best ability you can, find where that has come from. Where has the truth of you're not enough, where did you first pick that up? Was it mum? Was it dad? Was it your upbringing? Was it your ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends? What was the limitation? Where did that pain come from? And then through the eyes of your younger self, understand or recognize what limitation did you adopt? I'll use the example of my client that I was talking about before. Her mum was very scared, very anxious, and she would say things like, make sure you stay inside your comfort zone. Don't take too many risks. Be aware of strangers. And she literally told me as well, they used to watch the news every night at 6 p.m. And the news is like always like the world's fucking ending. There's wars. There's all this shit happening. And she had developed the belief that this is scary. Then feel the weight of that belief. Feel the weight and the limitation of that belief and how it's you've held on to it for how many years? 30 years, 40 years, 10 years, 20 years, etc. Feel the weight of it. And this is the potent part for me. It is to feel and experience what life is like with the absence of that belief. So a great question to ask, what becomes available to you with the absence of that belief? So the belief that I'm not enough, I don't deserve it, relationships are hard, money is evil, success is evil, success is hard, the world is scary. What becomes available to you with the absence of that belief? In other words, what becomes available to you with the absence of that ego belief? And what becomes available is that authentic self, that younger child, the baby, the divine infinite being that we all are, because we've just, like the mummy and a straitjacket, we've just developed all of these layers of limitations. For all very valid reasons, by the way. The thing is, everything that you've picked up with, was very valid for that point. If your parents literally told you, you're a piece of shit, you're worthless, you'll never be successful, don't bother trying, for a 5, 7, 12, 15-year-old, even older, 20-year-old plus, it's very just, it's very just and very understanding that you pick that up. The thing is, it's just not true, because the truth is universal and it's always consistent. And it's just a belief that the ego's picked up, but when your ego picks it up, it wants to make it right and it wants to avoid the pain. So it's going to stop you from actually healing and dissolving it. This is why doing the inner work is so slippery and so beautiful and so intertwined. It's such a beautiful thing to get into. It's why I love it. This is the most fascinating thing for me to talk about. I love this stuff. So what becomes available to you with the absence of that limitation? I'm going to share a story with a friend and client of mine as well after this, right at the end. And I'll use this other client I'm referring to right now. So what becomes available to you with the absence of the belief that the world is scary? And her shoulders dropped. She took a big breath in. She felt lighter. Her answers were beautiful. I feel more free. I can achieve more. More abundance. More opportunities. More abilities. All of that is your divine, authentic self shining through. Your light shines brightest when you let it shine freely. That is letting it shine freely without all of these limitations that are masking that authentic self. The limitations, I'm not enough, I don't deserve it, etc., etc. I hope the dots are connecting and the light bulbs are going off. Again, I use visuals and questions and I step this out with the work that I do. This is just sort of a off-the-cuff sort of conversation right here. But that for me is so profound. So the ego is just a conversation. It's just limitations and beliefs that we've picked up, which are very just because whatever happened, happened. And you did the best with what you had in that time period. But it's not true. It's not the truth because it's not consistent. And it causes you so much pain and limitations in all your life. So becoming aware of it, and when did you develop it? And how old are you when you developed it? Feel the weight of it from when you developed it to how old you are right now. Then feel what it's like and what becomes available to you with the absence of it. Really powerful. Really, really powerful. I'll share a story because I did this week and it was really beautiful. I cried. The person cried. It was beautiful. So a great friend of mine and a client of mine that I work with, he was having some challenges with his personal life. I said, so with my clients, I start the sessions with how are you personally out of 10? How are you professionally out of 10 and why? And he said, man, I'm probably like an 8 or 9 professionally. I said, awesome. And he said, oh, probably like a 6 personally. He said, oh, I've just got some, and I asked why. He said, oh, just some stuff, family stuff, but let's just talk about the business. Let's not go there. I said, no. Let's go there. Because for me, the limitations, the skills are easy. The tactics are easy. The prisons that we live in are the more potent weights that weigh us down. So the short version of this story, he's having a lot of pain with his mum. I said, okay, well, what is it specifically that's triggering you? Okay, what's the trigger? Where's the trigger coming from? And he said, I'm just feeling a lot of injustice. I'm feeling a lot of like hypocrisy, hypocritical actions. I said, beautiful. I say, so when in your upbringing did you perceive and experience the same thing or something similar? Someone being hypocritical, someone lying to you, someone not being authentic, someone being unjust. When did you experience that? Short version of it, he's the oldest of three boys. So he's the oldest, got 2 younger brothers. And he's got a younger brother. And he said the 2 younger brothers got away with everything and they got all this love and they got all this attention and he felt very neglected. And I said, okay, well, how old are you when this happened? He's like, oh, 8 to 10. I said, okay. So as an 8-year-old, what was the meaning that you took out of you experiencing the neglection and the lack of love from this experience with your brothers and with your mum? And he started to cry and it started to come through and you could see it was beautiful. He said that I'm not lovable. And I was like, oh, and I felt that. I was like, wow. I said, man, feel the weight of that, man. Say that again. I'm not lovable. I said, has that affected you throughout your life? And he started crying. I said, where's that showing up? Like relationship, friendships, business, clients, life. This was beautiful. And again, I've got other analogies I use to help sort of like loosen this and soften this to dissolve it. This took about an hour, by the way, so I'm giving you like a 5-minute version. But I said, great. So I said, again, I used some tools and some strategies, and I said, great. So is that the truth? Is that a universal truth? And I got him to say no. So I said, so is it true that you're unlovable? No. Is it true that you're unlovable? No. Started to loosen it. And again, this took about an hour. I said, great. I said, what becomes available to you with the absence of that belief that you're unlovable? And his shoulders dropped. His energy changed. He had this huge, beautiful emotional release. And he's like, I feel free. I feel strong. I feel enough. I can achieve more. I can be more. I said, what becomes available to you in your life? My relationship would get stronger, would be deeper, more intimate, more connected. And like, it just went on and on. And I'm like crying with him. I'm like, this is beautiful. This is amazing. And it was so awesome to watch that. So I hope that sort of gave you a little bit of an example of what I'm referring to. So there was a trigger. The trigger revealed where there's a lack of freedom or a wound or something that hasn't been integrated and healed through. I followed the vein. I asked questions. Where does it come from? I asked about his upbringing, parents, siblings, blah, blah, blah. I found an example, got him to feel and recognize the limitation that he had self-imposed. So he came up with the belief that he's unlovable. And now that's not a universal truth. It was the truth to him at the time because it was the belief he came up with. And the ego belief or the ego itself wants to be right all the time. So the ego keeps reinforcing that he's not lovable by ruining relationships, ruining connections, ruining success because he, quote, is unlovable. But that's not true. So we got to dissolve that and then ask him the question, what becomes available to him with the absence of that? And oh my God, beautiful breakthrough. It was amazing. So this has been a longer podcast than I normally do. I hope you got value from it. If you can comment down below, what's your biggest takeaway? What do you think of this? If you could like the video, subscribe if you haven't, and share this with a friend. Share this with someone that you think will get value from this. If you're interested in working with me, I teach how to do this stuff step by step, question by question. I use analogies, I use photos, I use everything to make it very digestible for anyone to digest, use, and I change lives. I've got testimonials to back up what it is that I do. If you're looking for a coach, if you're looking to work on yourself, you're looking to have more love, freedom, and success in your life, then book in for a strategy call with me. There's a link down below. Only do it if you're ready to do the work and you like my vibe and you're willing to do the work. I appreciate you. I love you. Have a great day. I'll speak to you soon.